I'm Brad Hopton. I lead for PwC, our New York Metro tax practice, and I'm also one of the partner champions for our disability inclusion networks, and I'm also on our disability inclusion strategy council. So very involved in this area, both in terms of looking to attract individuals with disabilities to come work for PwC and ultimately being the employer of choice for individuals with disabilities, but then also certainly very passionate about caregivers for individuals with disabilities or special needs. And I myself am a father to an 11-year-old son who's soon to be 12, who has Down syndrome. So a lot of my journey will come through in terms of my thoughts and comments today. But career advice for individuals that are providing care to those with special needs or disabilities, I think to me, it's really important to prioritize. So what I mean by that is knowing what is mission critical one, or what that primary responsibility is. And I think you can put a hard stop behind the family element to that. So it's really, really important that you focus first and foremost. Job number one is to provide care for that individual with special needs, whatever that may be. And obviously, there's some additional challenges most likely that come with that. Some wonderful opportunities that come with that as well. But that being mission critical number one is I think really, really important as you navigate through your career and having that type of prioritization. The second thing I would say is bring your whole self to work. I think it's really, really important that you're true to who you are, and whatever life is thrown at you and whatever life events you have maybe been challenged with, again, that's part of you, and embrace that and bring your whole self to work, because it's really, really important that you, at least for me, it was really important not to compartmentalize and try to say, okay, this is my personal life, this is my professional life, because again, as a special needs parent, sometimes those things truly come together and interconnect and cross over to one another. When navigating through that, for me, it was always important to communicate and really over-communicate, whether it was to the teams that I was working with, maybe it was the partners or the managers that I was reporting into, but just explain to them what early on, what those priorities were in a very respectful way, obviously. Some of those additional time constraints that I may have, and to communicate that so that, when those times came, that, everybody was familiar with, where I was at, what I was focused in on, why that was happening. And it really worked well for the teams, my clients. It was really pretty seamless, and everybody embraced it. But the key to that was communicating every step along the way, because typically when people are when they understand what you're navigating through, they're going to want to help you. It's human nature to help and chip in and really let that team environment come to the surface. So to me, it's all about prioritization, bringing your whole self to work, whatever that may mean to you. And then certainly communicating to the teams, your managers, anybody that's potentially impacted, by this, just so that everybody's on the same page relative to, your focus and your priorities and why that may be. When you do those things, it typically works out okay. And actually for the greater good of the team and what you're trying to accomplish.